Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. Sorry again about this morning. Just needed to find a couple hours of sleep, but in Birkas Hashem, we'll be able to pick up tomorrow and then move forward consistently from there in Birkas Hashem. Okay, so yesterday in the first Amud of the Gemara, we said that when is the Chiyuv of Sman Kriyishma Balayla or Bi'erev? So the Mishnah says, Mishal Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasan, that it's the time that the Kohanim are permitted to eat truma. Now let me just, again, we mentioned this yesterday, but to mention what situation are we speaking about? We're speaking about a Kohen that, let's say, became a Zav, or situations like that, where he's now Tameh for 7 days, and then the process for Tahara is that he goes to the Mikvah, sometime, you know, before Shkia, and then Shkia comes, or Tzeis HaKochavim comes, and he's allowed to go ahead, and he's now allowed to eat Truma. And then he brings a Karban the next day, and he finishes the full Kapara. So there's three pieces. There's going to the Mikvah, Tzeis HaKochavim, and then the next morning, so he brings a Karban at that point. So the Mishnah is saying that when do we say Krishma Balayla? We say it during that second stage, namely when the Kohen is allowed to eat truma, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Gemara says, again, we're down on the bottom of Beis Med Aleph by the two dots. So Omer Mar, Mishal Shekohanim Michnasim Lechol B'Trumasan, about 10 lines from the bottom. So Michdi Kohanim Emas Ka'achli Truma. So the question is, okay, when exactly is this period of time that the Kohen is allowed to go ahead and eat truma? So the Gemara says, Mishas Tzeis HaKochavim. So this, to be very clear, that this shiur, this period in which the Kohen can eat truma, i.e. when we can say Kriyishma, is the Sha'ah, is the time of Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. Why are we sort of speaking in riddles? We say Kriyishma when the Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Simply say very, very, very simply, listen, let the Mishnah say, Mishas Tzeis HaKochavim. When can a person say Kriyishma? From Tzeis HaKochavim. Why do we sort of go through this whole sort of elongated process with the Kohanim? So the Gemara says, we're doing that to come teach a halacha. So milsa agav orcha kamashmalan. We do that so that we can come to be very clear and almost paskin the shayla, namely kohanim emas ka'achli b'truma mishas hez kochavim. It's coming to teach us and to clarify that when is the period that the kohen is allowed to truma, it's hez kochavim. Okay. And what then is the lesson from there? We can deduce from there, de kapara lo ma'akva, that you would have thought, one would have thought, that the Kohen has to wait to the next morning once they brought the karban, once there's been full kapara in order to eat truma. So comes this Mishnah to tell us, no, don't think that. The Kohen can actually eat truma from Tzeis HaKochavim of the end of the seventh day. The kapara lo ma'akva. Kiritanya, like the Braisa says, uba hashemesh v'taher, in the context of the pasuk of the Kohen going through the process of tahara, the pasuk says, uba hashemesh, the sun will come v'taher, namely, uba hashemesh v'taher, namely that the sun basically has set, uba hashemesh, the sun has come, namely it's retracted back into the sky, so to speak, for Taher, and the day has been purified. The day is now over. Okay? So, Bias Shimsho Makvaso, that what then stops the Kohen from eating Truma, it's the Bias Shemesh, namely that if the sun is still there, then the Kohen is still unable to eat the Truma. It's the Bias Shemesh Makvaso. It's the presence of the sun that is ma'akiv the process, melacho b'truma. Vein kaparaso ma'akvo melacho b'truma. And it's not the next morning, the bringing of the karban, that is ma'akiv a Kohen from eating the Truma. So the Gemara asks the question, wait 1 second. Maybe the pasuk of Uba Hashemesh v'taher is not telling us that the Kohen is able to eat truma at the end of the day, but rather, umimai dehayu ba'ashemesh bias hashemesh, it's the end of the day, v'hai v'taher tahar yuma, when it says that there's been purification, that's talking about that the day has been purified, the day has now come to an end. Maybe Dilma, maybe it's not true, maybe it's just the opposite. Dilma Bias Orohu, maybe Bias Hashem is saying that it's only when the sun comes up the next day, Umay V'Taher, and what does it mean that he becomes purified? Tahir Gavra, that he brings a carbon, right? Maybe this pasuk itself is not telling you that it's the end of the seventh day, but it's telling you that you can't eat truma until the beginning of the eighth day. So Amar Rabba by Rav Shila, in Cain, if that's what the pasuk is actually says, Le Makra V'Yitaher, that the Shemesh will come, the sun will come, V'Yitaher, and he will become purified. Mai Uvah Hashemesh V'Taher, that the sun comes, namely the sun recedes, v'taher, and the day has been purified. How do you know it's speaking about tahir yuma, right? So my v'taher, what's v'taher? Tahir yuma. Again, so namely the coming king truma at the end of that day, once the sun goes down and once it stays. Kid amri inshi, and this is like what people say, there's an expression people use, i'arev shimsha v'idke yuma. The sun has set, v'idke yuma, the day has been purified. The day is now sort of complete. There's a purification of the day once the sun goes down and it is nighttime. And therefore, all of this, the Mishnah comes to teach us that the Kohen is in fact allowed to eat truma after it says, as opposed to waiting for the morning when he brings the carbon. So the Gemara says that this whole discussion we just had in the Gemara, b'marava, hod rabba bar Rav Shila, this discussion of Rabba Rav Shila, teaching the halacha about the Kohen being allowed to eat truma, it says, lo shmilahu, meaning in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they never heard the statement Rabba bar Rav Shila, and rather, ubay la mibay, and rather they posed this as a question. The question is, exactly as we just said, hi, uva hashemesh, Bias Shimshohu, is the Pasuk of HaShemesh speaking about when the sun sets, Umay V'Taher Taher Yuma, and when it says V'Taher, it's speaking about the purification of the day, and that's when the Kohen can eat Truma. Odilma Bias Orohu, that it's speaking about the rising of the sun on the eighth day, Umay V'Taher Taher Gavra. What does it mean that he becomes purified? Namely, the person becomes purified. He now has kapara because he brought the carbon. And then, in Eretz Yisrael, v'hadar pashtula mi-braisa, then they answer this question, the suffek from the braisa, mi-ditani bi-braisa, simin l'dover, tzeis kochavim, that the simin for the kohanim, tzeis kochavim, shma mina, bi-yashim shahu, umay v'taher tahir yuma. Then that tells us that the way that we should read the pasuk is, that it's when the sun sets and the day has now become purified, that's when the Kohen can eat truma. Okay, so now the Gemara is sort of almost going to continue in this vein of trying to figure out exactly the various shitos as to when a person can say Kriya Shema. So far we said it very simply, or not so simply, but we said it's from the time the Kohen can eat truma, I eat seis. And that's all we know so far. But the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, it's actually much more complicated than that. And other brisos give a different shear. They say something different. And then our question is, are these all statements that sound different, but it's all talking about says? Or in fact, are the Tanaim giving different shiurim? Are there machlokas as to when Zman Kriya Shema is Belayla? And also just keeping in mind, as we said yesterday, that all this is revolving around the fact of B'shach B'cha. When do people go to sleep? What's considered to be the Zman Laila? And all the Tanaim are giving different simanim as to when B'shach B'cha is and when it is time to go to sleep. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Mishasha HaKohanim Nichnasim L'chol B'Trumasan. Okay, that's so far what we have in the Mishnah. Or Minhu, we ask a question because seemingly we have a Braisa that contradicts the Mishnah. Because the Braisa says, Meimasa Korin Es Shema Ba'arvin. When do we say Kriya Shema at night? Misha Ani Nichnas Lechopito B'melech. That it's when the Ani comes in from either working or maybe begging or whatever the Ani is doing, and he comes in to eat his bread B'melech. He's eating a very, very simple meal. So Ad Shah Sha'omed Lifater mitoch sudaso. And until when can you say Krishma? Ad until shasha omeli pat mitoch sudaso. Until he finishes eating his meal. 20 minutes, a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour. It's obviously a very, very short window that we're allowing a person to say Krishma. And then the obvious question is, if we're speaking about Peshachpacha, when you go to bed, why are we giving you sort of such a small window of like almost an hour at the beginning of the night? And that's the question that we showed him address. Now, what's unique about the Ani? What is it about the Ani that's different than every other person, perhaps different than other person? So presumably, and we're going to maybe question this in a few minutes, what this Shir is also saying is Tzeisah Kochavim. Why is it, what's different about the Ani than everyone else? So first of all, the Ani doesn't have, and this is what Rashi says here in the Gemara, the Ani doesn't have a candle, he doesn't have a flame, so he has to rely on sort of the natural light. By Tzeisah Kochavim, there's still sort of enough natural light from the sun, and therefore he uses that light to eat his meal. So therefore, the Ani is eating after the day, because he's out all day, but right at Tzeisah Kochavim itself, as opposed to every other person that who has candles, who has electricity, has other things, he may be eating half an hour after Tzeis, an hour after Tzeis, or some other time. The Meiri said, no, what's different about the Ani? The Ani has so little food that there's no need to prepare the meal. So when he comes in from the field, or he comes in from wherever he is, he can eat right away. It's just pas v'melech t'ochal. So therefore, that's the uniqueness of the Ani. Everybody else, they come in at Tzeis Kochavim, and they have candles, and they start preparing food at that point. So therefore, their meal may be later. The Ani eats, presumably, immediately at Tzeis, and then we will sort of question a little bit later. So again, so what is the Shir? What is this Manu Krishma? So the Gemara says again, when the Ani comes in to eat his bread with salt, until whenever he gets up from the Suda, and again, Kriyishma would be a very, very narrow window, and it's reminiscent of the Gemara and Shabbos that speaks about when is this man for lighting Hanukkah candles. He says that it's from Shkia until people come back from the Shuk. Now, that's for a different reason. But again, it's creating sort of a very limited window as far as this man. So the Gemara says the following. Seifa vadai pliga amas nisen. Obviously, the second piece to that statement of until the Ani gets up from the meal is palig, contradicts or conflicts with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says until the end of the first Ashmura, 4 hours into the evening, is when you can say Kriya Shema. But the Gemara says, Resha, mi lema pliga amas nisen. So is the first part of this brisa, namely when he goes in to eat his meal, the Ani, is this sort of the same thing as our Mishnah? It's also Tzeis, it's the same Zman as the Kohen or something else. So Gemara says, no. Gemara says that we're actually saying that it is, I apologize, it's lost the place. Lo, Ani v'Kohen chachyurahu. In reality, the Ani and the Kohen are at the same time, and both the Mishnah and the Brisa are saying Tzeis Kochavim, and therefore there's no contradiction. So the Gemara is not happy with this, and the Gemara continues to sort of push this point, and it's going to ask a question from a different Brisa, and this Brisa gets even more complicated, so to speak. So, or Minhu, we have a question from the Brisa, Me Masai Matchilin Likros Krishma Barvis, when can a person begin to say Krishma night? So Gemara says, Mishah Shebnei Adam Nichnasin Lechol Pitan B'Arvei Shabbosos. It's from when the average person, the normal Balabatim like ourselves, when they go into the house, Lechol, to eat, Pitan B'Arvei Shabbosos. When a person begins to eat their meals on Friday night, and we're not sure when that is. Is that before it says, is it after it says, is it at says? So all we have is this shita that says that it's taloi on the eating patterns of Bnei Adam. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim mishah shekohanim zachayin lechol b'trumasan. It's from the time that a person, the Kohen, can eat truma, namely tzeisah kochavim. So we have two more shitas thrown into the mix. And then the Gemara says, okay, how do we know exactly when the day is over? It's going to go, like, I won't say a tangent, but it's going to go in a little bit of a discussion of how do we know, let's say we said before, that the Kohanim can eat truma at the end of the day. Okay, but how do we know that seis? How do we know that it seis, in fact, is the end of the day? Maybe the end of the day is shkia, when the sun goes down. Maybe it's some other time. How do we know for sure that the end of day 7, the end of day 10, the end of any day, it says a chachavim? So Gemara says the following. Even though we can't definitively say from the following psukim that it's not a total proof that the day ends at seis, so zeichel davar, there's a hint of that in the pasuk. Shenemar vanachnu osim b'malacha, that when the people came back, this is in Nehemiah, to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and they were building the chomos Yushalayim, they're building the walls of Yushalayim. So the Nehemiah, he writes that the umos ha'olam, or some of the enemies of Klal Yisrael, they were trying to sort of tear down the walls. So vanachnu osim b'malacha, there were a group of people who were involved in the malacha of building the walls. V'chetziam, and half of our numbers, machzikim b'ramachim, they were holding on to spears, trying to protect us and protect the walls from sort of the invaders. When was this taking place? Me'alos ha'shachar, from the very sort of beginning wisps of the day, so to speak, when there was a little bit of light, which is really the first part of the day. Until when the stars came out. Namely, the implication is that they were working all day, and when does the day end? So this pasuk would be a remez that the day ends at seis. Now, before we move on, I just want to remind people that this statement is not so clear. If I were to ask you, when does the day end? Well, you might say the day ends when the sun goes down, not when the stars come out. We know obviously that when it comes to Shabbos and other things, we care about Shkia. Shkia might be the end of the day. And there's a lengthy discussion in the Rishonim as to how do we view Ben Hashmashos. Right? Is Ben Hashmashos considered to be part of the day beforehand? Is it considered to be night? Is it considered to be a combination of both of those things? And this is like a lengthy discussion as to sort of that period that's neither day or night, the Ben Hashmashos, what's sort of the halachic status of that? But our Gemara is saying that the end of the day is when? The end of the day is, in fact, it says. Okay? Va'omer. And now the Gemara says we're going to give you like another pasuk, also from the Nehemiah, that supports this conclusion that the end of the day is says. So Gemara says, "V'hayulanu halayla mishmor," that we guarded during the nighttime, we guarded the city from the marauders, from the invaders, from the enemies. The hayom malacha, and the daytime was for work. So again, what do we see from that pasuk? We see from the pasuk that the day goes all the way up to layla, and then tzeis ha'chavim is the end of the day beforehand. So Gemara says, "My Omer, why do we need this second pasuk of Ahayulanu Halayla Mishmor Vahayom Malacha? Why doesn't the first pasuk suffice?" So Gemara says, "If we only had the first pasuk, we would have thought the following: V'chi Tema Michi Arva Shimsha Laylahu. We might have thought that maybe when the sun goes down, it's in fact nighttime. But V'inhu D'Mechashri U'Mikadmei. These people, these workers building Yishlayim, maybe they worked into the night." So when they worked until Tzeis Kochavim, it's not to say that up until Tzeis Kochavim it's still daytime, but maybe they worked beyond when the day ended, beyond the setting of the sun. Not to tell you that that's still daytime, but they worked into the evening. Umikadme, maybe they started working even before the day started. So maybe you might have no proof from that pasuk. Maybe they just worked basically into the night as well. So Tashma, that's why we need that second pasuk. Vayulanu halayla mishmor vayom malacha, to tell you that they only work during the day. When does the day end? The day ends at Tzeis Kochavim. Okay, now going back to what our question was beforehand, that we said our question was that is the shear of the ani and is the shear of the kohen the same shear? So Gemara says, Chasalka daitach. If you want to say da'ani ubnei adam chachiura, if we think about that braisa that Rav Meir says that it's the time that the bnei adam go in to eat their meals in Erev Shabbos, if our assumption is that the ani and the bnei adam are eating at the same time, namely by tzeis, So if that's the case, so v'i amras ani v'kohen chachyura, and if you want to say, like we said before, that the ani eating his meal and the kohen eating truma is the same time, I eat seis, that everybody is saying seis, so if that's the case, chachamim hainu rabbi meir. When the Braisa says that when do we say krishma, Rabbi Meir says from the time that the people are going to eat their meals on Friday night, the Chachamim say that it's from the time of the Kohanim eating Truma. If all of this is sort of the same time, then there's no Machlokas. Everybody is saying Tseis, and there'd be no distinguishing the times if we assume that the Ani and the Kohanim are the same Zman, as we tried to prove beforehand. El Shmamina, rather, what must we say? That ani shiur l'chud, v'kohen shiur l'chud. That there, in fact, is machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. That there's two different times and two different opinions as to when one can say Kriya Shema Belaila. That would be the conclusion of all this, that in fact it's not uniform, that there are different opinions as to when you say Kriya Shema Belaila. So the Gemara says, no. Actually, that's not true. Lo, ani v'kohen chad shiurahu. So no, it's not true. Really, an ani and a kohen are the same shiur, namely tzeis. There's no disagreement between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What is true is that the ani ubnei adam lav chach yurahu. That when normal people eat and when the ani eats, that's different. Normal people might eat later on in the evening, or perhaps maybe earlier on because it's Erev Shabbos. But therefore, that is the shita that is different. So what emerges from all of that then is that, at least at this point, and we're going to expand that further, we have two shitas. We have the shita of, namely, the Kohanim, Tseis, the shita of Ani, Tseis, and then the shita of the Bnei Adam, who on Erev Shabbos might be eating earlier. Okay, now the Gemara goes back and questions this. Is it really true that the Ani and the Kohen are Chach Yurahu? The Ani v'Kohen Chach Yurahu? Is it really true that the Ani and the Kohen are one shear? Or Minhu? I'm going to ask you a question from a different Braisa. Me Masa Matchilin Likro Shema V'Arvin. When can a person begin to say Kriya Shema at nighttime? So then the Gemara is going to give five different opinions. So everyone sort of hold on to your hat, so to speak. So Mishah Shekidesh Hayom V'Arve Shabbosos. From the time that we're Mekadesh Shabbos, when is that? Shkia. So that's opinion number one. Opinion number two, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishasha Kohanim Mituharim Lachobu Trumasan. From the time that the Kohen is Tahor to eat his Truma, when is that? Seis. Okay, so far we have Shkia and Seis. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishasha Kohanim Tovlin Lachobu Trumasan. It's when the Kohanim are Tovel to eat their Truma, when is that? That's going to be the earliest shita. That's going to be even before Shkia. Okay, so Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'Halo Kohanim Bivod Yom Heim Tovlim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh, by the way, just realize that the shita you just gave is that they're being tovel during the day, namely that you can say Kriya Shema Belaila early, even before Shkia." And Rabbi Yehuda obviously has a problem with that. But so far we have three shitas. Okay, Shkia, Tseis, and then before Shkia. Rabbi Chanina Omer Mishasha Ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'melach. Rabbi Chanina says that it's from the time the Ani goes to eat his bread, and we're not exactly sure when that is. Rabbi Achai V'Yomri La Rav Acha Omer Mishasha Rob B'nei Adam Nichnasin L'Haseif. It's from when the time that most people go, let's say during the week, to go eat their meal. And as we said before, that's going to be even after Tzeis Kochavim, because people would come in, they would work a full day, they would, as the Meiri says, they would prepare their meal, or as Rashi says, they would have candlelight, and therefore the Zman of Kriya Shema Belaila is even after Tzeis, according to the Shita Rav Acha. So we have sort of five different Shitas. Okay, V'i Amras, if you want to say, as we had mentioned before, that perhaps there's no contradiction of this Braisa and the Mishnah, if you want to say that Ani v'Kohen Chach Yurahu, that the Ani and the Kohen are the Chachir, so then Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, from the Kohanim eating Truma, which is Seis. Rabbi Chanina said, from the time that the Ani eats his Pas B'melech. If that, in fact, is the same time, then we have Rabbi Chanina would say the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. You wouldn't have five shitas. You'd have two Tanayim saying the exact same thing, which obviously wouldn't make sense, right? You have five different shitas. You don't have two different Tanayim giving the same sort of opinion in this list. Elalav Shma Mina, Shiur de Ani Lachud, Vishiur de Kohen Lachud, Shma Mina. So, obviously, these are two different opinions. We have the opinion that the Kohen eating Truma, and also then the opinion of the Ani. So, okay, we have different opinions, but which one comes earlier, which one comes later? So the Gemara says, so Hai Minayu Mu'uchar, which one is like the later Shir by Zman Kriyishma? So Mistabra the Ani Mu'uchar. It makes sense that the Ani is later. The Amras the Ani Muktam, that if in fact the Ani was earlier than Seis, again, think about the Shitas we have already. We have before Shkia, being Tovel, we have Shkia, we have Seis. Okay, so the Gemara says that it must be that the shear of the Ani is like the later shear. Di Amras Ani Muktam, so Rechanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. He was saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, namely that would be Shkia. Elolav Shmamina, the Ani Mu'uchar Shmamina. Okay, I just want to point out just before we end for today, that there was a sheet that we mentioned before, that perhaps the earlier sheet of Rav Meir at this man, that people would come in to eat their meals on Erev Shabbos. Now, why would Erev Shabbos be different? Erev Shabbos is different because people would obviously leave work early, people would have the meals prepared already, people weren't working all day. So the Zman Kriyishma would be at the time in which people are eating their Friday night meals, which would be potentially before Tzeis, maybe even before Shkia. So that raises a whole issue, in fact, which comes out of this Gemara, seems to be that there's a concept called Tosefa Shabbos, namely that a person can begin Shabbos early. And that, in fact, is supported by many of the Rishonim. And it's actually what we're going to mention later on in the Gemara and Brachos, that people can make Kiddush early on Friday night, and then you can begin Shabbos early, the concept of Tosefa Shabbos. Now, what's not so clear, or what in fact is the case, is that there is a machlokus about that. That even though you can make Kiddush early, and even though perhaps you know, you can daven early, and even though perhaps you can eat your meal early, the Shitas HaRambam, and certainly the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, is that you can't actually create an extension of Shabbos. There's no such thing called being most of Shabbos as far as creating sort of an added Kedusha Shabbos. Instead of Shabbos being 25 hours, I'm making Shabbos 26 hours. And therefore, according to those who showed him, and according to the Gra, so you can't be most of Shabbos, and that's why, in fact, because in Eretz Yisrael, so people follow the Shitas HaGra, so people do not do Tosefa Shabbos. People only start Shabbos on time, and then they eat their meals late. And then that sheet of the Rambam, they're like, oh, we sort of have to explain, like, our Gemara, or Gemaras that say that you can make Kiddush early, or you can eat early. So how do we understand that if there's not really a concept called Tosefa Shabbos? That's something which is spoken about here in the Rishonim. I also want to point out there's a question which is posed by the Bali Tosfos and posed by others as well, where Tosa says that the Ani is coming in from the field, and the Zman Kriyishma is when the Ani starts eating his own meal, right? So the Ani starts eating his own meal. Initially we thought that was Seis, now we said maybe that's a little bit later. So Tosa says, but the Ani himself, when is he saying Kriyishma? Right? Who knows how much the Ani is worried about Kriyishma himself? You know, where Tosa is obviously assuming it's a very, very, very holy Ani, a very holy beggar. But Tosa points out, this is Tosa's Mishosh Ani Nichmas Chopito B'melech, that once this man, and this is obviously maybe more important for us and for the Ani, but once already it's the Zman Kriyishma, namely it's already Tzeisel Chavim, so you're not allowed to start a meal then, right? And we have the same thing by Neros Chanukah and other things as well. Once already you have the religious obligation of Kriyishma, and it's now, let's say you come into your house to come eat your meal, and it's Friday night, and now all of a sudden it's Tzeisel Chavim. So the first thing you have to do then is to say Kriyishma. Because you can't start your meal if you have religious obligations, especially Chiv Doraisa, like Zman Kriyishma, hanging over your shoulder. So Tosa says, if the Ani is eating his meal at Seis, so when is, in fact, the Ani saying Kriyishma? So that was a good answer to the question. But again, the question is probably more interesting than the answer, and what it highlights in halacha, that once a person has a religious obligation, so then he's not allowed to start a meal. Lastly, there's one other ha'ara. As I said before, all this is revolving around the fact of b'shach b'cha, of when a person goes to bed. And yet we have, the fact that b'shach b'cha might begin at Seitz HaKochavim, might begin before Seitz HaKochavim, might begin at Shkia, might begin when the Kohen goes to be Tovel. So how do we say that that's like Zman Shchiva? That's like before the sun even goes down. Like, who are these people that are going to sleep at 6, 7, 8 o'clock? So that's a question posed by some of the Rishonim. And what some of the Rishonim, what they mention is that you're right. The average person goes to bed at 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock in the morning. But seeing that there are those mifunakim, those people that perhaps are very, very particular, or they need a certain amount of sleep, or whatever their sleep schedule might be, some people might go to bed before Shkia. Some people might go to bed when the sun is going down, or maybe just at Tezul Chavim. Seeing that there are those people that do that, we're going to call that Zman Shchiva. Namely, as long as there is a behavioral pattern that's out there that people go to bed early, we'll still call that Zman Shchiva. And as long as there are people that wake up maybe 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, we can call that perhaps Zman Kimba. That might be the time to get up. So I guess what all these opinions are trying to identify, you know, when might be times that people get up in the morning or go to sleep at night, and giving these like various random shitas to sort of highlight the fact that there's such like a disparity of people's sleep schedules, right? And the Torah is sort of giving this very general shiur of shchiva v'kima, and Chazal is essentially saying, well, it's giving such like a general shiur that's telling us that there might be a whole range of possibilities of when Zman Kriyishma is, and Kachava, that in fact is the case. We see sort of how many different people do different things, all basically because of this Gemara. We'll talk about tomorrow just sort of halacha l'maisa as to what the actual halacha is, as opposed to sort of these five different shitas in the Tanayim, where it'll be a little bit more concrete tomorrow. Okay, thank you. See everyone tomorrow.